This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Happy Thursday morning to you. This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Keitch joining us this morning. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can learn a lot about Klaus Financial and their separate divisions on the website. You can also sign up for their weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Telephone number at Klaus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Nice note, thing to keep in mind, that first appointment at Klaus Financial, it is complimentary. It's not going to cost you a thing. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. And as I mentioned, joining us this morning from Klaus Financial, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Keitch. How you guys doing today?
I'm doing good, Sean. How are you?
Very, very good. Malia, how are you this morning?
Excellent. I was wondering if you already built your igloo for the season, Sean.
Yes, we started right away as soon as the snow started falling. Gotta be prepared.
Skyscraper.
Yeah, exactly. We've got a very interesting topic this morning. We'll get to that in just a moment. Got some other really great stuff to talk about as well on the show. A couple of things, though, to keep in mind, of course, we'll do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week a little bit later on in the program. Your chance to win a fantastic prize, $25 gift card for iTunes. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. And again, before we get rolling on today's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and not only get the question, but the answer as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks again, everyone, for listening, and congratulations to our winner last week. So last week's question was, name the website where you can go and look up your own future Social Security benefit. And the answer to that is www.ssa.gov.
Fantastic. And that was last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Do a new one this week. Again, a chance to win a $25 gift card for iTunes. Before we talk about what's going on with interest rates and get some information on those, let's really quickly talk about some of the simple rules when it comes to implementing and regards to as far as investing. What do people need to know?
We like to kind of pound our listeners with some of the same material month to month, and that's just so that hopefully your investing life, your retirement planning life goes better better than planned. And so we like to remind you of seven simple rules, and the first one would be simpler is better. If it sounds too good to be true and hard to understand, then you probably want to run away from whatever investment someone's trying to sell you. It's really critical you understand what you're entering when you sit down with a financial advisor or even on your own. Make sure you know all the facts before you sign on the dotted line. So simpler is better. You should understand what you're invested in. Number two, fees do matter. I know there's a lot of media out there telling you this, but it really is critical for you to understand how much you're being charged, whether it be if you're purchasing a commissionable product, how much that fee is going to be that's coming out of that, how much you're paying if your money is managed by an advising firm, how much you're going to be paying quarterly or yearly on that money. You want to make sure you're being competitive. I mean, everybody's going to charge a fee to help you, but you want to make sure that it's at least in the ballpark. Number three is start saving. We hear this when we're kids. Put away pennies in your piggy bank, and eventually they'll add up. Well, ideally, the idea, especially when you're investing, is compounding interest. So year over year, eventually you'll see some growth in whatever you have started with. So if you have 20 years to grow your retirement funds versus five, a lot more can be put away. Number four is seek professional guidance. You know, sometimes we just rely on our brother, our neighbor, our coworker, but really at some point set yourself up with a professional in the industry that can really look at everything for you, not you as compared to everyone else, and see what's the best fit when it comes to risk allocation for your portfolio. How much should you really be saving and looking at your debt at the same time? All of these are critical in making sure you have the best retirement as possible. Number five is diversify, diversify, diversify. CJ's on this call usually in the morning, many times telling all of us, remember, it's not about diversifying and having multiple advisors. We're talking about your asset allocation within your portfolio, different sectors that you might be invested in, stocks, bonds, and cash, and so forth. So you don't want to have multiple advisors helping you with several strategies. You need one strategy. Number six is don't try to time the market. I know everybody gets all excited when the market goes way up or goes way down, but you can't time it successfully time over again and again. And finally, don't pass up the opportunity at work when they offer you a match to your retirement plan. It's critical. If they're giving away what we call free money, they're giving you a match up to 1%, 3%, whatever it is, put in at least enough to get the match, preferably more, because you're just leaving free money on the table, and we hear this mistake every day. So please don't do that to yourself.
Fantastic advice. Those seven simple rules, again, as Malia kind of went through them. A lot of this stuff also we kind of break down in other shows and get very, very deep into. If you want to listen to any of those previous shows, when you get to KlossFinancial.com, you can scroll down to where it says podcast. You can listen to those as well. Again, don't forget about the website, KlossFinancial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. Talking with Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite this morning from Kloss Financial. So one of the things that people are kind of thinking about this time of year is you're hearing about the interest rates, and they're going up, and a lot of people wonder kind of what effect might that have on their portfolio. What do people need to know about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So most people have heard that bonds and interest rates have an inverse relationship. So what that means is that as interest rates rise, bond prices tend to decline. So we thought it'd be a good time to explain what a bond is and then how it reacts in the interest rate environment that we're currently in. So what is a bond? Most people are familiar with your traditional savings bonds that maybe your grandma or your mom or dad bought you when you were a little growing up for Christmas. That's a bond in a nutshell. But there's also many types of corporate bonds, international corporations bonds, even international government bonds. So when you buy a bond, you're making a loan to an organization, just such as a corporation or a government entity, and it's basically an IOU that that corporation or government has given you, saying that you loaned them money and they're going to pay you a set interest rate, and if you hold it to maturity, so depending on how long the maturity is, you'll know exactly what your interest rate is going to be. And the key point to remember, like we said, is interest rates and bond prices move in opposite directions. So as interest rates rise, bonds tend to feel some pressure on their pricing. So when the way to think about this and kind of to put it into perspective is, if I have a 4% bond, Sean, and then you can go buy a new one for 6%, what is my 4% bond worth? Well, not a whole lot if you can go replace it for 6% instead of buying the one that I have in front of me. And then another key concept is duration. So bond duration is a way of measuring how much bond prices are likely to change if and when interest rates move. So in more technical terms, this is called interest rate risk. So duration is typically measured in years, and generally the higher the duration of the bond, which means the longer you got to hold it until you get paid, the more the price will drop as interest rates rise. So in that same scenario, Sean, where you can go buy a new one for 6, I've got a 4% bond. If my 4% is only I only have to hold it for another year until maturity, and your 6% you have to hold for 20 or 30 years, that's going to change the price of what someone would be willing to pay for your bond. So another way to think of it is, if you remember, some people were able to buy bonds like in 2006 before the crash, and while interest rates were still kind of high, if they bought a 20-year bond that was yielding 7% in 2006, what do you think that bond was worth in 2011 and 2012 when interest rates were really, really low? So that's just kind of a way to crystallize what we're talking about with duration and interest rates and stuff like that.
Fantastic information. Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, the website, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. No, it will not cost you a thing. Telephone number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and Kyle. We'll talk a little bit about, as far as we were learning a little bit about some of the duration. We'll find out a little bit more on that. We'll also talk about volatility in your portfolio and what bonds can do there. We'll find out from Malia and Kyle next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are joined this morning by our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite from Kloss Financial, talking this morning about interest rates and bonds and what effect they have on your portfolio. So kind of breaking things down, there's kind of the paradoxical effect when it comes to interest rates and bond prices. Can we actually kind of break down a little bit about how it works if there's, for example, a 1% increase in interest rates?
Right. So as Kyle said, the one thing we want everyone to hear today is when interest rates go up, bond prices usually go down. So they move in opposite directions. So if, as a general rule, for every 1% increase or decrease in interest rates, a bond's price will actually change approximately 1% in the opposite direction for every year of duration. So in other words, if a bond has a duration, it extends out for 5 years, and interest rates raise by 1%, your bond's price will decline by approximately 5%. So conversely, if a bond has a duration of 5 years and interest rates fall by 1%, the bond's price is going to increase by approximately 5%. So we look at last year, interest rates actually rose in the U.S. by four times, which we haven't seen that many interest rate hikes in a long time. This year, they're forecasting potentially two rate hikes here in the U.S. So again, it's just something we need people to understand that it's not that the bonds, and we'll get into this in a minute, it's not that the bonds will perish from your portfolio, but they do react, and that's what's important to remember, because we've long had this notion that bonds are always safe and always growing, and they are growing. You have an interest rate attached to that, you just have to understand the forces around it.
Talking with Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. So let's talk about that then. So apparently bonds, and I think a lot of people might be a little bit surprised by that, but they can experience some volatility in portfolios, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. Like you said, that's one of the misconceptions that people tend to have is that bonds can't lose money. Well, they absolutely can lose money if interest rates change drastically. But they do still play an important role in balancing your portfolio out. Just because, yes, they can go up and down, but they tend to still be more stable than an equity exposure and things like that. And as far as how much they go up and down, like Malia was talking about, there's some general rules of thumb, but a lot of it depends on what type of bond you're holding too, which plays into the yield. So for a long time, you know, the U.S. government bonds have kind of been the fail-safe that were not at risk of filing bankruptcy or anything like that. That if you have a U.S. bond, you're probably going to get paid on it. But the other end of that spectrum is some high-risk corporations. Those are called high-yield or junk bonds. Those tend to pay higher interest rates because, again, the risk of those companies defaulting is much higher than, for instance, the U.S. government. So including bonds in your investment mix makes sense even when interest rates are rising, just because, again, they tend to not be as volatile as stocks. And we know exactly what that interest rate is, right? So maybe you're comfortable just getting a 3% return and you don't care what it goes up and down, then a fixed rate 3% bond might make sense for you.
Very, very good stuff. Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget the first appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Got a fantastic prize, a $25 gift card for iTunes. We'll tell you how you can win that. that. We will also talk about, as you heard Malia mention, rule number 5, diversify, diversify, diversify. And that, I think, may hold true when it comes to bond holdings. We'll find out from Malia and Kyle at Kloss Financial. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas this morning from Kloss Financial. Again, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Don't forget, you can learn about separate divisions at Kloss Financial, how they can help you, or if you're an employer, help you at the workplace. Also, a great opportunity if you scroll down a ways on the page, little opportunity there to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a snapshot of what goes on in the markets. Also, a link to the most recent podcast. Again, you can get more information on all of that at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. And during the break, Bob had called in and he had just asked a real simple question about municipal bonds. And he said, can you ask our experts how municipal bonds fare compared to some of these corporate bonds? What's kind of the thinking there?
Kyle, go ahead.
Yeah, so municipal bonds, they work very similarly to your other types of bonds. But with municipal bonds, there is a tax-free interest component on some of them, which is why many people, and especially higher net worth people that need them, because the interest can be tax-free. So, but overall, they work similarly to a traditional corporate bond or government bond.
Fantastic. I hope that helps, Bob. And we're talking, of course, about bonds this morning. And, of course, things about interest rates rising. What exactly can they do in your portfolio? Let's talk then about that diversified word that we stress so much on this program. You guys like to remind us of. Let's talk then about being diversified. It transfers over to bond holdings as well as mutual fund holdings as well, doesn't it?
Exactly. And so Bob's question was a great segue to this, because even if you're looking at municipal bonds, which may be a fit in your portfolio, we never want someone to be heavy in just one municipality or just one state. It's important to be diversified amongst your municipal bond holdings, if that's the direction you want to go. So there's other ways to be diversified with bonds. That could be in making sure your bonds are in completely different sectors. The duration, as we've spoken of, different lengths of the bond duration. Sometimes people are looking at the country, different countries that offer bonds, the credit quality, as we mentioned about junk bonds earlier, or the issuer type to start with, whether it be corporate or government or so forth. So we want people to understand that historical performance varies, you know, quite a bit, especially amongst different international bond markets. So a U.S. investor may hold a portfolio diversified beyond the U.S., and they could benefit from the positive returns of one or more bonds while some in another country are declining. So we're not saying the average person out there needs to go ahead and have a bond portfolio made up of 10 different types of bonds from 10 different sectors, 10 different countries, but it's important to understand how making sure you're diversified can help overall performance, because when one's going up, the other one might be going down. So remember, diversification alone can't assure a profit or protect against loss in a declining market, but by having the bonds in place, they can certainly help cushion your overall portfolio, as Kyle mentioned earlier.
Very good stuff. So kind of the $1 million, I hope it's $1 million question here, which is what kind of returns can somebody expect when it comes to a bond portfolio?
Oh, yes, this question that we get all the time, and the answer is always the same, is it depends. Like Malia said, a lot of it depends on what bond you're holding and all that kind of stuff, but something to remember is interest rates have a huge, huge impact on your bond returns. So there was a 35-year run bull market in bond returns, and that was from 81 to 2016, and that generated abnormally high returns for bonds. So during the 1980s, which many of our listeners may remember, back when CDs were running 15-17%, mortgages were up that high too, interest rates were very high, and they've done pretty much nothing but come down up until 2016, and now we're at that inflection point where they're starting to rise up. But during the 80s, the returns on a bond portfolio was about 6.6%, and in the 90s, it was very well, or it was good as well. So again, it all depends on what type of bonds, what type of duration you're looking at, who the credit issuer is, all that kind of stuff.
Great information as always. Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial on the website. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for iTunes. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. Do interest rates and bond prices move in the same direction or the opposite direction? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for iTunes. Don't forget as well, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number 442-5637. Malia, Kyle, great show. You guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks, Sean. You too.
Take care, guys. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Dan Connery comes your way next. He'll be joined by Congressman Glenn Grothman.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.